the V8 Tours and Supercars finished yesterday, and we have a new winner in the supercar industry. Shane Van Gisbergen is the man, and he took out the championship on Saturday with a third place, and then he backed it up yesterday with an emphatic victory around the streets of Sydney Olympic Park. He joins us on the line. Good morning, Shane.
Yeah, how you guys?
Good. How were the celebrations?
Yeah, all good. Good fun dinner with the team and everything, and yeah, then we got our gala ball tonight.
Oh, okay, so you have the big event tonight where I'd imagine you get a few awards and all the rest of it.
Yeah, that's the one.
You sound like you've kept your head on pretty well, Shane.
Yeah, I'm all good. I can't go too crazy. I've got to go to Malaysia tomorrow and go and race there.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to chat with you in the build-up, and your schedule is busy, isn't it, mate? You just love racing.
Yeah. Got to stay racing. It's always good fun.
Can I ask you about... You might have to work on your donuts, mate.
Oh, thanks.
the wall came pretty close there.
Yeah, on purpose.
Oh, you're too good. You're too good.
Mate, I was lucky enough to be invited out by Jude to walk around on the grid on Saturday, and I was wandering around and looking at all you guys and watching how focused you are, but how accessible you are also to all the people and all the media. Do you find that hard?
No, it's all good, all part of it. As long as you jump in the car with a little bit of time to go and get in your space, you'll be right. Mm.
Do you have to? So you have like ways of dealing with it, so you can switch on and switch off. And obviously, once the door shuts, your helmet's on. You plug the earpieces into your ears. It's time to go racing, and you can shut everything else out, because that's a really good skill, or a very unique skill, especially with a lot of other sports.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm. No doubt about it. Did you have any dramas over the week? It was sort of nearly drama-free, wasn't it? A little bit yesterday where you got in front of Garth coming out of the pits, and that was all good?
Yeah, probably just Saturday I come together with Mark Winterbottom. Just locked the brake and slid into him, unfortunately, and spun him out. So,
yeah,
we had to do it the hard way in that race. I think we went back to 22nd or 23rd. So, to steal it on Saturday after that drama was pretty cool. But yesterday, yeah, we had a little rub with Garth in the pits. But other than that, was a great race.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you, they were talking on commentary that they were alluding or suggesting that you may have been doing a Lewis Hamilton and going a little bit slow to try and back the guys behind you into Jamie Wincup so he could catch them. Can you confirm or deny?
No, it was like 30 laps to go or something. So our soft tyres around there didn't last too long. So just trying to manage the gap, and then, you know, the last few laps started to push.
Absolutely, because you ended up a couple of seconds ahead of it. So you mentioned earlier you're off to Malaysia now, and that's racing in...
Yeah, well, it's the Sepang 12-hour it's called, so... driving for McLaren over there, which will be great.
McLaren, and then what? Bit of time off over Christmas, because I know you like to travel the world driving everywhere, or is it just race?
Then after that, I go to the States and do some more racing there, and then go home for 2 weeks, which will be awesome.
Shane, what's your ultimate? You know, do you have one of those goals that you obviously winning this championship, which is super competitive? There's no doubt about it. Was one of those goals. What would be your next goal?
Not sure. It's always been my life goal is what happened yesterday. So, yeah, just trying to soak it all up and, reassess in a week or two.
Yeah. And Europe maybe? Is that like, I remember Lowndes when he was younger went over to Europe for a little while.
No, V8, everything I've done overseas and that, you come back to supercars and it's the best category by far. So, pretty happy to be here.
Mm. No, that's certainly good.
What about NASCARs?
Nah. Maybe do a couple of races on the road courses, but I don't really think I want to do that.
Nah. Defend your title now.
Oh, definitely. Can't wait to come back next year. Got some changes with the series, different tyres, and so it's always fresh challenges. So, always exciting to race in the V8.
And I think you love this circuit, which is not going to be in use anymore, and it'll go up to Newcastle, and the people of Newcastle will love having you guys in town, which is going to be great. So there's always some exciting stuff happening in the supercar.
Yeah, exactly. This track's been great to me. The last 4 years we've managed to win the Sunday race, last race of the year, which is pretty cool to go into the break like that. But, Newcastle, the track there looks fantastic. So looking forward to having our final there next year.
And last question for me, the Clipsal 500, I think someone said it was 87 sleeps or 86 sleeps.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not that far, is it?
It's not far away. When does preparation start for that?
Oh, yeah, I guess when the cars get back to the shop. My car's sold to a development series team, and we got a new car coming online. So
beautiful.
The boys will be prepping that pretty soon. And yeah, I think we're testing mid-February or something.
Shane, congrats again. You've been terrific with your time right throughout the year. We wish you all the best and have a great Christmas, which I no doubt will be sweeter after winning that title yesterday.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Well done. There he goes. Shane Van Gisbergen and Red Bull Racing. Three cars this year, and they've all worked out a treat.
1, 2, and 4.
Could not have been too much better, could it? It certainly couldn't have been better for Shane Van Gisbergen. 8 wins for the year, 7 pole positions throughout that year.